This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Now you all know Christmas in the Bahamas. It ain't gonna be the same without the sound of the gold skin drum. So now I want all the kings of Junkanoo to take me to Bay Street. Hey, don't give me no little side corner. Take me to Wilson Square. Hey, come on, Ola, Hubbard, Jackson, Ness, Barabbas, Sunny Tribe, Sammy Thompson. All y'all come. Come on, Calvin. They come in.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 29th of November, 2022, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. Now, today is not a World News Tuesday with Mark Palmer and Gail Hanna. They're coming back in on Thursday of this week. Today, we have special guests joining us from the South Army, and we're going to talk about the, I would like to talk about the Red Kettle campaign. Salvation Army has lots to talk to us about, and if they have enough time, we may be able to play the How Bahamian Are You game show. Happy Holidays edition. Happy Holidays edition. So let's get right to it. Let me bring my guests in from the Zoom room. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing today?
I am good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm given thanks. And good morning, Bahamas, and everybody that is listening to this show today.
Absolutely. Now, please introduce yourselves. I think there's more than just you, sir. It's great to have you back.
Yes, happy to be here again with you. And I'm Major Rudolph Mayo of the Salvation Army, the Divisional Commander of the Bahamas Division, including the Turks and Caicos Island.
Awesome. And joining you?
Joining me as well is Miss Delisa Ambrista, and a member and workers of the Salvation Army as well.
Oh, good morning, ma'am. We just wait for her to get her mic on. So, I know there's lots of things to celebrate this year with the Salvation Army. May 3rd marked the 91st, marked 9th as a Bahamas. And I also know that on November 14th, the local Salvation Army launched their Red Kettle Bahamas campaign.
Yes, on the 14th of November, we launched the Red Kettle with the theme and Love Beyond Christmas. And we know that this is not as you give, as the people of the Bahamas giving this year, is not only for the Christmas season, is to also help us to maintain the programs throughout the year of 2023 that is coming around.
Right, and some of the programs are the Salvation Army Erin Gilmore School for the Blind.
Yes.
The Workshop for the Blind. Mm-hmm. The Grantstown Learning Center, which is after school education.
Yes.
The Grantstown Seniors Club.
Yes.
Women and Children's Emergency Shelter.
Yes.
The Mackey Street Learning Center, which is also after school education.
Yes.
The Mackey Street Seniors Club.
Yes.
The Mackey Street Thrift Store.
Yes.
And the Freeport Welfare and Family Services.
Yes, you got it covered. You have got it covered. Great.
Absolutely. And so the monies raised by this year's Red Kettle campaign are going to support all of the programming that we listed just now.
Yes.
This is awesome. How did the Red Kettle campaign start?
Yeah, the Red Kettle is a very powerful event. It's when the Salvation Army begins and we have missionaries that were going on to mission and crossing to the land from United Kingdom and into Americas, and they had to stop, and the boat stopped, the ship stopped at a moment, and then they were actually one out of money and to continue the next leg of the journey. And they decided, whoa, what do we do now? And or they get, you know, one little Dutch pot and then start playing and people passing by and drop money in it. And then that helped the mission to go, the team to go further. And since then in the United States, and it begins and up to now, and I can tell you the Salvation Army is doing that now in 132 countries around the world. Mm-hmm. This is one of the major fundraising events for the Salvation Army across the world.
Right. And I read that the Army assists more than 4.5 million people during Thanksgiving and Christmas time, right, of providing in particular meals for people. And in its inception, there was a large dinner held, I think, in New York. They did a mass dinner where they fed thousands of people.
Yes.
So listen,
That's our every year event that's come right across the world. And here also in the Bahamas, we are no different. It's just even in our feeding program, we do that not only on Thanksgiving, we do that day in and day out, Monday to Friday.
I was thinking, wouldn't it be wonderful if the Army partnered with the Ministry of Tourism and in Rawson Square, like maybe in parades, we do a massive love fest, right? And we invite those who are in need to come and sit, but on Bay Street, right? And we line off the tables, and we invite our guests who come to visit us every year, those who in particular want to be here at Christmas time, we ask them to come and participate as well.
The thing is about the Salvation Army, no ideas, no good ideas too far away from us not to happening, because as long as there is the desire to help those that are in need, and that's what we stand for, and we will reach out and to partner with every people who want to help those less fortunate.
Well, listen, y'all keep doing what you do, and I'm going to get on the Ministry of Tourism, because the only thing that could top the wonderful, beautiful Christmas display we had last year was if we had a Salvation Army love feast, right? Where we had those beautiful lights and ensure that we all get a great meal. I love it. So the goal for this year's campaign?
The goal for this year's campaign is just that we are aiming to win $250,000 to help with the programs, and also to really feed many, many people throughout this season. And on December 14th, 2022, we will be at the Collins House.
Yes.
And for the community luncheon, where we're going to serve about over 500 families. 500 families. When I say family, it's not individual. The packages that we are giving them cover 4 to 5 persons in the family.
Nice. That's Collins House on December the 14th.
Yes.
Absolutely. Now, I did a little research, and I was very excited to hear Hank is partnering with the Salvation Army in their campaign.
Oh, yes. And I will ask Ms. Ambrister to take that on, and she will let the public know how to really partner with that, and also how they can contribute in using Sundollar that we partner with Central Bank.
Good morning, Ms. Ambrister. How are you?
I am doing well, thank you. I'm doing very well.
And
I am a bit, my mic is a bit low, but I'm doing well. I noticed that Major was talking about the Sundollar and the partnering with
the Central Bank. Yes, ma'am. It seems
this is a new venture for us, and it is really simple. We have we have 34 locations where we ring the bell. Mm-hmm. Through the week, what we do is we introduce the sand dollar to those who are actually ringing the bell. It is very simple. We have cash and go. We have Island Pay. We have Canoe. We have the Salvation Army logo or code to drop the funds to the bell ringing. I think this is a new adventure for us, and I think we'll do very well with it.
Yes, absolutely. So if I want, okay. So if I want to make a sand dollar donation, I'm going to go to one of these locations, Cash and Go, Island Pay, and Canoe, or I'm going to go to their app and I'm going to find the logo for the Salvation Army on the app, and I'm going to donate at that point.
Okay.
You know, they can use that from with their phone. You know, their phone. We have that. We are basically sophisticated when it comes. We are quite pleased with Central Bank to partner up with them.
Yes.
I want to piggyback on what Mrs. Ambuster is saying to the public right now. Yes. You said you do not have to physically go to those places.
Right.
You have those app on your phones, on your iPad or tablet, whatever digital tools that you have.
Right.
And you can go to Cash and Go, Island Pay, Cano, Mobile Assist, Money Max, Oni, and SunCash. And you just can donate to the Salvation Army. And you can also use the Salvation Army wallet. The Salvation Army wallet is salvationarmy@sundollar.bs. Now, I just want to also say thank you and give a big up to Central Bank for partnering with us in this initiative, because we do not, the whole idea behind it is not also to just give, is Bahamian people to know that there are many ways that they can conduct transaction. It's not only for the kettle. Even after the kettle, they can still be using this app through their phone. And when you're looking at the family islands, banks are getting very much scarce in the family islands. And even though you are in the family island, you can still do business online. And your family can send money to you. You can send money to your family using your sand dollar. That means when you're using those money and those way of giving, and the people and the money is more in circulation, and it's safe too.
Yes.
If you don't have to work with too much cash.
Absolutely. You know? So listen, here's the deal. This starting this year, you can donate to the Red Kettle campaign using sand dollars. And you can use the Omni, the SunCash, the Cash and Go, the Canoe, or the Mobile Assist app on your phone to make the donation. It gets better. Did I hear correctly that the Central Bank is going to match all donations made by sand dollar, made through sand dollar?
Yes, every dollar that you donated through sand dollar to the Salvation Army this year, the Central Bank will match it. And this is what we are making the appeal to the people, and not only to use the app in the spirit of the philanthropy, that to help the Central Bank so that we can serve a larger people and within our communities.
Absolutely. Okay. So there are 34 locations across New Providence or across the entire archipelago?
Across New Providence.
New Providence.
Okay, wow, 34. Could you give us some of those locations?
Must I add, we also have Eleuthera and the Berry Islands that came on board last year. The Berry Islands came on board last year. And so they too are quite, they're quite excited and ringing the bells over there.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I love the sand dollar option. Again, you can donate from anywhere once you open up one of the digital cash apps on your phone. You can download the Salvation Army wallet on your phone to donate sand dollars, which is just Bahamian dollars in digital format, to donate sand dollars to the Salvation Army. And if you donate via sand dollar, the central bank is going to match your donation. So if you may be saying, man, I'd rather just walk up and drop that little money in and be on my way. But the little bit of effort, the little bit of effort to open a wallet to use sand dollar, a sand dollar wallet, one of the other vendor wallets, Omni, SunCash, Cash & Go, Island Pay, Canoe, Mobile Assist, and the little bit you give will be doubled by the central bank. This is, well, they're going to match it, right? Which will make it double. This is awesome. I'm ready to get my Salvation Army wallet right now.
Yes. And then listen, and even if you pass in the kettle's part, there also, there will be a QR code that you can scan it right there.
I love it.
You can scan it right there and donate right away.
Listen, and dear audience, do that, because it's nothing to make you feel better that after you make a donation to see one of our volunteer bell ringers smile at you. Look, it just make you feel good. You wasn't having a good day? Put 25 cents in the red kettle because they make you feel like you've put in $1 million.
Yes, yes, it's just that. We want also to say that you don't have to feel that you have to be in 20 or the 100. Every dollar you give counts. It's added to something. And every dollar you give, you are helping someone. Think it that way. What little is much, that's what we say. Yeah. Little is much when God is in it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, for those who want to volunteer to be bell ringers.
Yes, that is one of the things that we are now a bit behind and struggling. We want bell ringers during the week to help and support as well. They can call our office numbers and to really give their name and their application. We have been having location that are calling and want us to ring the bell at the location, but we are short of volunteers. We are making an appeal to anyone who desires to just stop by, and we will have someone have a conversation with you, and so that we can register you, so that between Monday to Friday you can also bell ringing for us. We also want to take this opportunity to thank the clubs for volunteering on the Saturday. This is where you have a lot of people come out from the clubs. We have the Rotary Club. I'm just starting now not to get myself into trouble. There is a lot of them. Alpha, Phi Alpha, Rotary, and Kiwanis.
Yes.
You name them.
And listen,
they come out on a Saturday and help.
I think
Mrs. Ambrisa, you can give them the number that they can call if they now have opportunity to come to the office.
Well, the number to call is 829-0901, 829-0901, or 829-0905.
Okay, now listen.
It goes up to 2.
Okay. I missed out on a perfect segment, a sector of society for the Bell Ringers Association. Have you been to the Junkanoo groups yet? Every cowbeller in the Bahamas, your services are needed. We need you to volunteer with the Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign. Send your junior lines out to get their practice. Let them know that they got to be professional when they come to Bay. I want to say good morning to David Taylor, one of your bell ringers, one of your volunteers this year. And just had a wonderful time talking with him. Socially distanced, they're following the COVID protocols, of course. Everybody remember, they're not, when you see one of the bell ringers move away from you, the bell, when you get close to it, they're not being funny. They just want to make sure that you're comfortable. They're following COVID protocols, social distancing. They smile, but they don't want to be too up in your business. They're friends. I love it. And please go out and volunteer.
Yes, and we are making those appeal as well for the Berry Islands and also the Freeport Grand Bahama. Mm-hmm. And last weekend, I was privileged to be in Berry Island with the people there. It was a lovely moment. Mm-hmm. And then we want to say thank you to Father Don Haynes for really picking that initiatives in the Berry Island, to big up to all the people of Berry Islands.
Absolutely, absolutely. Big up to our northern islands. I think they grow a lot of things in the Berry Islands, including athletes. They mm-hmm. grow track stars in the Berry Islands. Maybe we have to give the Berry Islands a track field, you know, a proper field for Christmas. Let's start raising money for that. But thank you, Berry Island Family Islands, for joining the cause. Now, sir, Mr. Mayor, yes. Whenever I have you on the show, you know I want to play the game show, How Bahamian Are You? And I have a new edition, Happy Holidays Edition. So, Ms. Umbrista.
Yes.
I have a question for both of you.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
I think Lisa ready.
All right.
Much more. Let's see how it plays.
Okay. Christmas Day dinner or Christmas Eve dinner?
Christmas Day.
There you go. Miss Umbrista?
Yes.
Christmas Eve dinner or Christmas Day dinner?
Christmas Day dinner.
You as well. Do you
with all the trimmings and all of the I be in the kitchen, I start cooking at 1 a.m. in the morning.
Christmas morning.
7:30, all of my stuff to finish. I'm ready to be prepared for persons who are coming in.
Yeah.
But it is Christmas Eve dinner. Yeah, I started Christmas Eve.
You start cooking at Christmas Eve. In preparation,
yes.
That is the dinner that I want to go to. Time and dedication. Okay, another question. New Year's boiled fish brunch or
yes,
New Year's concert?
New Year's, we have boiled fish or stew fish with Johnny cake.
Now, where did this tradition come from?
Well, I know when I was growing up as a child, that was something that my parents did. My mother is from Elutra.
Mm-hmm.
So they are the ones that embedded in me about the New Year's breakfast.
Right. See, I would be at home. My mother was a judge at Junk, would always be a judge at Junkanoo, right? And even if she wasn't a judge, she had to be a Junkanoo. So I would be home on New Year's Day morning, sort of waiting for a lovely breakfast or something. And then I realized that it was never going to happen because all of the people go to breakfast after Junkanoo. Nobody comes home to cook breakfast after Junkanoo. And it's something about Bahamian culture. I got a harsh, harsh lesson, you know? And I realized that if you want that brunch, you got to have been to Junkanoo. It's a prize for those that survive Junkanoo and not for those.
When New Year's morning, when after church, mm-hmm. that is the time they make sure that you have something warm in your bodies to go out to Junkanoo. So when you come home from Junkanoo on New
Year's, but
they make sure pack you up with those things before you go out.
Absolutely. There's so much culture, right, in there. So much.
Yes, there's so much. There's so much.
And it's important for us young people to understand why our parents and grandparents do things the way that they do.
Yeah.
So another question, black cake or fruitcake?
Black cake and fruitcake, they are not the same. I think they are the same, right?
Are they?
I think so. Black cake.
I just making sure. I could be honest, I don't like either, but I put the question in because I know tons of people like them.
I think they are the same, but most people call it fruitcake.
I got you. Okay. Eggnog or punch de creme?
Eggnog.
Eggnog.
I got you. I got you. All right. So I wanted to play the game a little bit. This culture that we don't get to because we don't really talk about it, right? Like, I got a question. Pickled beets or coleslaw?
Well, the coleslaw is something that I remember with my parents and my aunt. When we make coleslaw, we put the ice, we cut up all of the herbs and put the ice in it with a little sugar and water to soak.
Wow.
And we soak it first with cold water and make sure ice is in it, and then drain that off, and then start with the process of the coleslaw.
That's why your coleslaw is so crunchy and lasts so long. Okay.
That is why.
Right. I'm thinking both pickled beets and coleslaw used to have vinegar in them, both. But now our coleslaw doesn't.
It don't.
Right. And
there's the secret. They have, you know, there's a lot of secret recipes that I kept from my mother and my aunt.
Wow.
So the way other persons make their coleslaw, I don't. Well, listen, I like that crunchiness.
Ms. Umbrista, we're sort of coming to the end of the segment, but I feel compelled to tell you, for Christmas this year, I would like to see a copy of your family culinary secret recipe book that you will be writing to preserve Bahamian culture, but not just sort of Bahamian culture, a culture around Christmas, right? Like, why do we do these things around Christmas? It's like the story of the woman that always cut off the end of the ham before she baked it for years.
But Green, remember, we used to, instead of buying Christmas tree, we used to go all the way out Carmichael Road and pick out one palm tree.
Mm-hmm. Like old tradition. And we could do it again. We could have a Christmas tree reserve, right?
Yes.
And everybody across the archipelago, or at least New Providence, whichever island it's on, contributes to the development of the grove. And if you are a member like of the co-op, then you could come and get a tree.
Yes.
Yes, these are the things to maintain our traditional Christmas experiences.
Yes.
And I thank the Salvation Army and its team for ensuring that everybody could have a decent Christmas. Everybody could have a moment of the good condition, right? We could all have a shared experience knowing that we had a wonderful moment, a wonderful day, a wonderful time with family, with friends, with strangers. And we thank the Salvation Army for ensuring that it can happen.
Yes, and before we go, I just want to take the opportunity to also say thank you to all the bell ringers out there and that are keeping the pot boiling. And I also make an appeal to all Bahamians, as you pass in the pots, please do not neglect to drop a dollar. And every little is good.
Absolutely.
Every little is good. And I also want to give a shout to the people of Ilutra. I was there a couple of weeks ago and with Major Vernita Hepburn.
Yes.
And please, and anybody there who want to help with the kettles as well, please go to the Salvation Army Hall and ask your time to help and with this great fundraising event for the year.
Absolutely. And the numbers to call if you want to be a volunteer are 829-0901, 829-0905.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to donate via Sand Dollar or with Sand Dollars, remember Central Bank is going to match every Sand Dollar contribution. You can use Omni or SunCash or Cash and Go or Island Pay or Canoe or Mobile Assist. Or you could use the Salvation Army wallet or Sand Dollar Direct. And please tell us some of the 34 locations we can find you at.
Well, the locations, especially on Saturdays, but you could find us. We are grateful and thankful to Commonwealth Bank. They have provided locations that we can use. There are 8 of their locations. The Salvation Army is there.
Awesome.
We are at Super Value. All of their locations at Super Value. We are also presently there. We are at Solomon's Wholesale. We are at Solomon's. We are at Cost Right on Bay Street, John Bull. We are at the Straw Market. We also at all of the Lowe's pharmacies. We are also at Royal Bank. What else is we? We are also at Old Fort Bay. We're also at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the locations of the food stores out west. Only place that we are not at right now is Waikiki. But in the near future, who knows? We'll probably be there behind the gates as well.
There you go.
That is something that we're looking forward to. So you could find us there.
Absolutely. And it's salvationarmy@sundollar.bs.
Yes.
salvationarmy@sundollar.bs. I want to thank you guys so much for joining me today. I had another question for you. It's drums or cowbells, but I know the answer got to be cowbells. You can't answer nothing but cowbells. Dear Junkanoo community, please go and see the Salvation.
Bell ringing. Cowbells.
Yes. There you go. We got to go to a break. It was great having you, sir and madam. Mr. Mayo and Ms. Umbrista, come back anytime, even through the Zoom room. You guys have a great day.
Thank you so very much for having us, and thank you. Thank you to the Corporate Bahamas, and thank you for your continued support.
Absolutely.
God bless you all.
And thank you all for the work that you continue to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The new Guardian Radio app is here to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call, all from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green, and we just finished speaking with the Salvation Army Red Kettle Campaign. It is an exciting time. And trust me, if you don't understand why I'm excited, all you got to do is walk past one of the Bellas, you know. If you're having a bad day, they're just going to infuse your day with positive energy. We came back to the show with It's Junkanoo by Sweet Emily. It is one of her recent releases, and I like it. In fact, one of the questions I have for the How Bahamian IU Game Show, Happy Holidays Edition, Arlington, Bahamian Little Drummer Boy by T-Rez, or Sweet Emily, It's Junker New? Which one you prefer? Which one you choosing? I don't know. I like both. I like both. It's almost like a T-Rez reimagined, right? It's a T-Rez reimagined, Bahamian Little Drummer Boy. But check out the video, It's Junker New by Sweet Emily. I was telling one of our local artists that I want to take like a sample out of that, It's Junker New, speed it up, and then turn it into a rap track. It's a nice track. I like it. So we got a few minutes left in the show, about 15 minutes. I got a couple of texts here. One text say, one of the questions should be, do you open your gifts at midnight when Christmas is officially here, or 8 a.m.? So when I was growing up, I wanted to open the gifts at midnight, right? That's when this Christmas. And my parents explained to me that we're in the Bahamas and we have to give Santa Claus a little time to get here. He may be a little late. Little did I know that was my first introduction to the local political culture. That's a dig at Perry Christie, the prime minister who's always late. It's not necessarily a bad thing. And then I realized that that's a whole, you know, strategy. If it's ever going to be on time, right? That confused the enemy. Maybe that's what the former prime minister was doing. It's a good strategy. I like it. But yeah, there's going to be no gift opening at midnight because we're in the Bahamas and you know Santa is going to be late. So you had to wait until the morning. And then I learned to realize that really, I just had to give my mommy and daddy time to wrap the gifts and put them under the tree, get them from wherever they had them stashed. The things we tell our children. Producer, I see we got a call on the line. I'd love to continue playing the How Bahamian Are You game show. Let's see what this caller wants to do. Good morning. Oh, good morning, caller. Is you about to be on the clock? You just hung up. I'm sorry. Call back. I want to ask you one of these questions. Like Boxing Day Junker New or New Year's Junker New? See, I like New Year's Junker New because I feel like the groups, particularly the musicians, they get it together by New Year's Junker New. Right? But in terms of the parades and the presentation, I like Boxing Day, Junker New. I think the costumes, the big pieces are all better on Boxing Day, but the music gets better by New Year's for Junker New. Night Junker New or Day Junker New? I think that's an important question. I could be honest with you. I don't know if I could call myself a Junker New purist. Big Day Junker New illegal. I think it should be against the law to have Junker New in the daytime. In fact, I think if you can't complete the route before the sun comes up, then you get penalized. I think the groups are too big. I think the inability to complete a lap before the sun comes up is sort of ridiculous. I also think that calling Bay Street one lap and calling Shirley Street another lap is also ridiculous. Right? But that's an aside. Junker New's supposed to be in the night. Ain't no daytime Junker New. You know, my daddy tell me, look here. I can't take you to Junker New because you fall asleep too easily in the night. As my daddy tell me, Junker New is only for people who could stay up in the night. Have we allowed Junker New to sort of, I want to say devolve, but sort of just spill over, just loose, anything goes? Why can't we have smaller, tighter groups? Why can't before the sun comes up? I got a text here that says De Junkanoo should be blasphemous. It is blasphemous. It shouldn't be in the daytime. Another thing is, look at the costumes at night versus in the daytime. What happens if your costume is only judged in the daytime? Do the costumes get judged twice? Do they get judged in the light, in the daylight, and in the night light? Anyway, that may be, I thought it was just a personal thing. Like I say, a texter said they agree daytime Junkanoo is blasphemous. Another question, what do you prefer? It's 2022. What do you prefer, Junkanoo parade or Junkanoo practice? I don't know if people have been paying attention, but there's been a steady move of spectators from the Bay Street parades to the pre-parade practice events. A text said, it says, I prefer parade over practice. Parade is great, you know, but it's like parade is only great in spurts, in bursts, right? The greatness is only when the band, the group is in front of you. Junkanoo practice, the experience is different. And I show Junkanoo a presentation thing. Right, it's not about looking at the costumes. It's not about the choreography and the formation. It's about the sound and the camaraderie, right, and the energy. But are the organizers of the parade paying attention to the movement of spectators? Have the organizers of the parade been watching how spectators have shifted from Bay Street to Shirley Street, and why? And are they able or willing to provide the same elements that the spectator seeks out on Shirley Street on Bay Street? But the more important question is, can Junkanoo survive without paying attention to the spectators? See, what you may not have noticed is whoever's organizing the practice events have convinced people to pay money to go and not watch the practice, to go and be a part of the practice. And so is there a participatory element in the Junkanoo practice that's absolutely missing from the parades? How does a spectator on Bay Street participate in Junkanoo? Where's the space for them to do what they want to do? What do they want to do? Do they want to be close to the Junkanoo groups? Do they want to be close to the music? Do they want to follow the music along the parade route? Are we allowing Junkanoo to evolve naturally by paying attention to its natural evolution? And then I guess another question I should put on this Happy Holidays edition is, Junkanoo or stay home, right? Junkanoo or stay home, because what is there to do at Christmas time for those that don't participate in Junkanoo? Was there ever anything to do? What do young children do who don't go out to Junkanoo, and young people? And then another question I get on the list is, Junkanoo on television or Junkanoo on Bay? Because there were a lot of people that appreciated the efforts of the Junkanoo community to broadcast, to have a Junkanoo experience when there was no Bay Street, right? When we were in lockdown and we couldn't do anything. A lot of people really liked that. They appreciated that. They were able to be a part of Junkanoo without having to go to Bay. And how are we going to develop that aspect? And what do we need to do? Well, I tell you what we need to do. We got to work on the sound quality, primarily the sound quality, then the visuals. The drones are great, but you got to get the color, right? We got to get the quality of the video up. Drones are great, but it's the audio. How do you capture and translate, right? How do you capture the sound of Bay or the sound of the practice and convey it over television? These are some things we should be asking as we approach this Junkanoo season. And in particular, this Junkanoo season, it's like we got an opportunity to start again, right? The Valley Boys left us. They forsook us. They are back, I think. I don't know. Did they have to get permission to come? Did the Valley Boys have to write a letter of apology? Or did they just have to write a letter seeking permission to come back on Bay? Does any legacy group have to actually write a letter to come on Bay? These are questions that need answers, but it's a great time for us to reimagine what Junkanoo can be after our little hiatus. Now, tomorrow at 10 a.m. will be the CORIFTA Official Launch International Press Conference. That's the CORIFTA Official Launch International Press Conference. And let me tell you something. I guarantee you one thing. They got Junkanoo there. I guarantee you one thing. I'm sure they're going to have Junkanoo there. They just have Junkanoo everywhere. And I wonder, are they appropriately compensating Junkanoo for her efforts at keeping the country going? Y'all just have Junkanoo everywhere, but are you giving back to Junkanoo? Are you compensating commensurately? Right? Can you? How do you? Well, I say if the government and the Ministry of Tourism are going to continue to use Junkanoo as if it belongs to them, then we are going to have to figure out how to pay Junkanoo back. I think a proper Junkanoo museum, maybe a Junkanoo center, maybe the Junkanoo groups by ensuring that they can build fire-resistant shacks, that they have the latest viable technology, right? I understand what I'm saying, that they have the latest applicable technology. Because no, I get it. You don't want to turn on the sprinkler system in the shack where you got a whole bunch of paper mache and crepe paper costumes. I get it, right? What are the solutions and strategies that we will put in place? But CORIFTA Official Launch International Press Conference, that's tomorrow, 10 a.m., and you could watch it on Facebook on the 50th CORIFTA Games 2023 Facebook page. I'm hoping that this will be broadcast at a later date on all the media houses. I still think we need greater dissemination of all of the information about the activities surrounding the 50th Independence Celebration. Perhaps you need a reminder. It is our celebration. It is incumbent upon you to put in every effort a phrase that you may be familiar with. Do your endeavor best to ensure that everyone can connect to all of the activities. This isn't a, if they really want to know, they will figure it out and find out if they're really interested. This is not that affair. This is a national 50th Independence Celebration event. It is your job to ensure that we all know what's happening. It's your job to disseminate this information as widely as possible. You see all, dear Ministry of Transportation and Road Traffic Department, Royal Bahamas Police Force, those billboards actually can be a barrier. They block visibility. They make it difficult to see what's happening on the roundabout. But if you're going to put the billboards up, make them useful. disseminate information about the 50th Independence celebrations, the activities that we can participate in because y'all are spending our money to put them on. It is your job to make sure we know what you are doing with our money, especially for the 50th Independence celebration. I got a question here from a texter who just want to have fire at the end of my show. The question is carnival or junkanoo? Carnival or junkanoo? And then I realize what you mean. You going to the junkanoo festival? Or are you going to the carnival games, right? The carnival rides up on Fort Charlotte. Which one you doing? Can you do both? Can your spirit take it? Is that what people have been doing? Is that what the Christmas tradition has become? You go to con, you go to junkanoo. That ain't bad. I'm sure children love it. There are lots of questions we have to ask about this year's junkanoo and how we're going to do it. There's lots of opportunities for money making, for participation, right? How are people getting to Junkanoo? Where are they parking their cars? Who's protecting their cars? Why are so many people driving to Junkanoo on such a drink-filled night? Where are all the designated drivers and designated driving services? Right? All kinds of opportunities during this Junkanoo Christmas season. But more importantly, as we end the show, I want to say, I call it the Happy Holidays edition of the How Bahamian Are You game show. Because Christmas isn't the only holiday that we experience during Junkanoo time, during this time. Sorry, I got a text here. Dear producer, Arlington, listen to this text. It says, please give your callers a chance. You talk so much. Dear texter, please text me which number you were calling, because apparently it's the wrong calls. We got no calls, and the calls that we did get, they sort of hung up when the producer picked them up. So help me out. If there's an issue with the phone line, tell me what number are you texting from. Maybe you texting a whole different station and didn't know it. So please, if you want to call the show, my show, the next show, tomorrow's show, 323-6232. That's 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. That's the end of On the Clock today. I want to say thank you to the Salvation Army and the Red Battle Campaign. C.A. Newry and Guardian Radio AM is up next. And it looked like C.A. Newry brought my Christmas gift early. It's going to be a great day. You guys stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.